Welcome to Cinov Speak, the podcast for cinemaobsessed.com. I'm Chantal. This is my sister Angie with me.
Hey, hey.
And we're a couple of movie buffs here to chitty chat about various things. Today's topic, our favorite monsters.
And creatures.
Yes, I suppose it's two different things, is it?
Yes.
Okay.
I guess.
Yeah. All right, monsters, creatures.
No, I just wanted to, when I put that title, I just wanted to expand, like, some of them aren't, like, scary monsters. They're just creatures that are not animals, and they're not aliens.
Okay.
You know what? Never mind.
Well, you know what? They're monsters.
Yeah.
But we're here to say that we're not stuck on what one definition of what it means to be a monster.
No.
And I think we'll get into that here with some of our titles.
We could have just called this episode, like, Things.
Things?
Things.
No.
Non-people in movies.
Yeah. Well, I guess we'll just get right into it. I don't have any news of any...
Well, we have the movie passes on the site.
Oh, yes.
We are running a contest right now, because we're kind of a big deal like that. If you go to our site, you can find the details to win tickets to an advanced screening of Resident Evil Afterlife 3D in Ottawa.
Right. Let's be clear. I don't know how many listeners we would have.
Are you saying people wouldn't fly from abroad to come claim their ticket and see a movie with us?
That's exactly what I'm saying. People would not do that.
Jen would.
But Jen would. Jen might get on a plane.
So, yeah. All you have to do is send us an I'm tired today.
I shouldn't allow you on the mic.
Send us an email to info@cinemaobsessed.com and tell us how you would survive the zombie apocalypse. We're going to publish the 5 most creative answers, and we got 5 double passes to give away so you and a friend could come see the movie
and meet us. Yay! Woo! All right, let's get started. I'll let you kick it off. You can decide where we're going to start here. Our massive list.
Is this in chronological style?
Chronological style. You so like that, eh? I was like 8 episodes back that I did that, and you just love that.
I think you might have done that in like the 2nd or 3rd, and we're like on 15, 16 now?
Yeah.
I clung to that one. I like it. No, yeah. I don't think
there's
this list.
Okay. No chronological.
Well, I'm going to start with this actually applies this time. The granddaddy of all movie monsters. Godzilla!
Godzilla!
Yeah.
I remember watching that when we were young at Nana's.
I watched it. Yes, that? I watched it at Nana's.
Yes.
Our uncle had the, I think it was Godzilla versus Mothra? It was not the first Godzilla. It was a Godzilla versus.
Right.
And I liked it.
Okay. Yeah, I liked
it too. Dubbing.
It
was fun.
Super huge rubber monster.
Mm-hmm.
Love it.
Totally.
A guy in a rubber suit walking around a model of a city. Love it.
Yeah.
Really doesn't get any better than that.
But I know it was really crapped all over, but I loved the 98 version.
You know what? I've never seen the 98.
Chantel!
I know. I've only seen the original. I have not seen
I saw this in theaters.
Yeah.
It was good.
It's a big deal when it came out.
It's a little bit long. Like, where you think it should end, it just goes on for another, like, 20. But, it's awesome. It's Matthew Broderick. Mm. Hank Azaria's in it, too.
Oh, my God. Is he really?
Yes. He's the kid, like, New York camera guy.
Yeah.
He's cool.
Oh, okay. I love him in anything he does, so.
It's good. The effects are good. It's like you're scared, but it's fun still.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. Cool. I think a nice little follow-up to that one would be talking about King Kong.
Talk about
because
King Kong.
That was also like 1933, the original.
They had a versus, right?
And then
they duked it out with Godzilla and King Kong.
And there was a couple, I think, wasn't there?
But King Kong versus Godzilla, I mean. Like,
oh,
they had it out in one movie.
Oh, they had it out in a movie, for sure.
Do we know who won? No. Who do you think would win?
We should have researched this. We're so lazy. Yeah,
it's not about the research. It's about the anecdotal elements.
Okay.
Right? Or is that really self-absorbed to think anyone cares about my personal chatter about movies.
Jen cares. Anyway.
Jen cares.
So, King Kong, I have not seen the new one start to finish, but I have seen several, like, bits and pieces. I've seen all the actors do their thing, and I've seen the big fight sequences, and,
But the, you've yeah. seen, wait, are we talking about King Kong?
Yeah.
So you haven't seen King Kong either, the new one?
Not fully, no. Ugh.
This is a shameful subject. You know why?
It's because I feel too bad for these monsters. I'm like, poor things. They already have a shitty deal. And then, you know, and people are so mean to them.
They're out of their element.
They are misunderstood.
Yeah.
You know, so I just feel so sad for them.
But, I mean, let's sit down and watch the 2005 King Kong, and I'll tell you when we're going to stop. Like, I'll be like, and it officially gets too sad, we're stopping here.
Yeah.
And then you won't have to deal with, you know, obviously, you know.
Still feel sad for him the whole movie.
Well, you kind of don't feel sad for him when he's, like, on the island and he's...
Okay.
He's, like, kind of the baddie.
Right. Okay.
Even though you're still rooting for him. It's really good, Naomi Watts.
All right. Fair enough.
He's cute. The effect... The dinosaurs in that movie blew Jurassic Park dinosaurs out of the water.
Really?
They were good. There's some crazy
scenes.
I saw
them, but, like, I don't know. My memory of Jurassic Park is that it's so amazing. I don't know. Okay, well, anyway, let's move on because our list is mofo long.
Okay, I want to next talk about some of the creatures from the Hellboy films. Mm-hmm. I could go on forever because mm-hmm. Guillermo mm-hmm. del Toro is like a creature genius, right? Mm-hmm. But I wrote down two of my favorites.
Okay.
Obviously, Hellboy looks good, but I'm not going to go there because that's too obvious. I love Abe Sapien,
mm-hmm.
right? And his gills and shit. I love him. I love he's him. Cute. I want to hug him.
I love him. And isn't that, he's voiced by Niles, isn't he?
David Hyde Pierce.
Yeah. But he doesn't come back for the second one, right?
No, he did the voice of the first one while another actor was, like, in the makeup.
Yeah.
And they asked him to do the voice again for the second one, and he felt it was unfair. I read this in the trivia, like, online, that he felt it was unfair to do the voice when he said that the guy in the suit was really the one who was the character.
Oh.
He was the one doing the acting, and they let him do it. And it was a pretty smooth, like, it wasn't, you know, Niles' voice switching to, like, Michael Clark Duncan's voice. It was a guy who sounded like that.
Okay.
In the second movie, the actor in the outfit is the voice you're hearing.
Okay, yeah.
But yeah, I love Abe Sapien. And my runner-up of creatures from the Hellboy movies is from the second Hellboy movie. And it's the... I know you haven't seen it yet, mm-hmm. but you're going to love it. It's called The Elemental.
Okay.
And it's a baddie. And the bad guy... I'm sure you know what he looks like. He's, like, really pale with, like, straight white hair.
Mm-hmm.
He throws this, like, green bean at Hellboy. And he's looking at it, and he's like, "You threw a jumping bean at me?" Like, he holds the bean up to his mouth, and he's like, "Kill him." And then he throws the bean, and they're like... The hell kind of weapon is this? But then it falls into a puddle or it falls into the sewer or something and it starts to grow really quick. And it's like this big green, like, flower tree kind of monster.
Okay.
Anyway, it's really cool. And then it gets destroyed. But and then when it, like, explodes, the green shit goes everywhere. And then this is a horrible description.
Horrible. Moving on.
I'll watch it. When you hear The Elemental, you'll know. It's cool.
It's one of those sequels that I just haven't been able to get on. I don't know why. Because I love the first one. I really, truly did. You know?
The only flaw with The Elemental creature is that it roars. Like, it has, like, a roar. But it's like a big plant.
Mm.
It's like a fern, and then it's like... Rawr! You're a plant. Why are you roaring?
Yeah.
But it's a good creature.
It's an angry plant.
It's a good monster creature thing.
Okay. Right.
Next, your turn.
Okay, I would like to, we're talking about some pretty dark characters. I think I'd like to just touch on Monsters, Inc. right now.
Oh, want to take it lighter?
I love it. It's one of those, it's Disney Pixar, and isn't it? No, I'm second guessing.
Or is it, I suck at remembering the difference.
I'm pretty sure it's Disney Pixar, but anyway.
I'm pretty sure it's Pixar.
It's such a cute story. I love when they take me into a whole different world.
Yes.
You know what I mean? Yeah, like, it's a completely...
It's like a behind the scenes. It's like you see their factory and where, you know, they go to work every day.
It's so cute. Just the notion that they're just everyday people, you know? Pack their lunch and go to work and clock in and clock out. And I love
it. They have paperwork.
They have paperwork. I love it. It's so cute. I love Billy Crystal. Love him as a voice actor.
Yes.
So good.
John Goodman was good, too. So they were both good.
Really good. So anyway, love that movie. Light.
There was some good,
lots
different...
Lots of good,
Yeah.
I know you're going to say. Like little supporting characters. Like
yes.
Little monsters.
Yes, yeah. And good monsters in it.
Yeah.
Like, you know, some that looked more like insects and some that were like fuzzy like bears and some...
Yes.
You know what I mean? Like all type... The boss
like,
was
there was
fucking
one that was
terrifying.
Just a pile of slime, wasn't it? And they had the thing mopped after him. He'd walk down the hallway and the...
Yeah.
One of the other ones, the janitor monster... Mm-hmm. Shitty deal.
Remember the boss? He was like a crab tarantula.
He was awful.
Horrifying.
Awful.
And he was voiced... Who's that voice? That's a really known voice, too.
Men in Black.
Is it?
Rip Torn.
Rip Torn?
Yeah.
It's a good voice.
I'm almost 100% positive.
Yeah. And I always remember in, like, close to the beginning, they're walking to work or whatever, and there's, like, this giant monster. All you see is, like, its legs.
Yes.
And they're like, "How you doing today, Marty?" And he's just like, "Caw-caw!" Like,
oh,
what the fuck monster is this?
What the hell is up there? Where does he go to work? He doesn't fit in the building. Anyways, so...
Good monsters.
Good monsters. Next...
Hi, Monsters
let's
Incorporated.
Let's go back to... love it. Oh! Anyway, monsters that absolutely made me shit my pants with fear were the orcs in Lord of the Rings.
Oh, yes.
Those were terrifying.
You know what was good about them? Like, I don't know if they won any makeup effects or whatever, but not only like all of them look different, the ones that, you know, got some screen time, they all look different, but every detail of them was fucked, like inside their mouths, their teeth
were,
you know, you'd
memorable.
See monsters and older and they'd open their mouth and it's like, you know, he's got veneers and a tongue and you're like, what, you're a person. These people, they paid attention to detail.
Yes. Oh, for sure. And they were scary.
They were scary, and they were in mass quantity.
Oh, mass quantities. Ugh. Ugh, another scary, really ugly...
Hold on. You're not moving on from orcs, are you?
Yeah.
Well, I just want to remind you...
too long. We can't stay on...
When how they're born. Do you remember how they're born? They're like...
Oh, yeah.
Out of
disgusting. Disgusting.
That's all.
Just like in Demon Knight. Tales from the Crypt, Demon Knight.
Yeah, they come out of like a gooey shell. Like, they're disgusting.
He cuts his hand and like... flings the like... What
neon
is it?
Green
it's like
blood.
It's like gel. It's disgusting though. Mm-hmm. It's like slime, and then they're born of disgusting. Anyways,
yeah,
that's a demon for you. That's what the orcs were. They're like demonic creatures.
Right.
Okay, another really scary mofo. I wouldn't say scary. Like didn't make me as nervous as the orcs did, but still he was ugly. Davy Jones in Pirates of the Caribbean.
Yeah.
Yuck.
Gross. Most of the pirates on his ship were disgusting.
Disgusting.
Like, they had coral growing out of their heads and...
Yeah.
Ugh.
Yeah.
They were good.
Even if they had been intact, like, alive people, they would have been dirty, foul-smelling, scurvy-infested men.
Yeah.
They were disgusting.
Pirates
and then on top of that, they were, like, undead. Disgusting.
Yes.
Yeah,
Davy Jones and his tentacle face. Ooh.
Disgusting.
Doesn't he play the organ with his tentacles?
Yeah.
His face tentacles?
He's really gross.
His face tickles? No, that doesn't
face
sound right.
Tickles? Whoa. That's messed up. Here's a modern day kind of Godzilla King Kong monster is Cloverfield.
Ooh, did that monster have a name?
I don't know.
Clovey.
Again, we'll call him Clovey because we don't do research here.
I don't think he had a name. I really don't.
I don't know.
Clovey's good enough.
It's irrelevant anyway.
Yeah. I love that movie.
Maybe his name was Cloverfield. No? I don't know.
Yeah, we didn't get any explanation in the movie what that word even means.
I don't know.
Did you? I don't remember.
I don't remember.
It was like,
I don't know. I was trying not
the
to
secret
vomit
project
from the
name.
Emotion sickness. But anyway. a good movie, though.
Good movie.
Yeah, it had a lot of suspenseful parts, like when they're in the subway.
Yeah.
Kind of thing. That was creepy.
It had things, like, falling off it that were, like, his minions.
Yeah, that's the... And when they're in the dark in the subway or whatever. That's the part I'm thinking of.
But as a big monster, he was scary. They did it well.
Yeah.
I want to know more. Like, you think there'd be a sequel? Like, where'd he come from? What was he? But that was part of the allure of the movie. It was just, like, you're starting at an unspecified point, and it just ends, and...
Yeah.
You're just watching their footage, and yeah, you don't get any answers because this is not a regular narrative.
That's right. It was good. Really good.
Yeah. Okay, I'm going to pick one off this list.
Yep.
Cabin Boy.
It's like one of my favorite movies of all time.
It's right. Tim Burton produced. Mm-hmm. So, like, he had his hand in some of the weird shit, you can tell. Mm-hmm. The part where he's like, an iceberg just winked at me. I don't think this is good news. And then, like, this, like, I don't know, abominable snowman-ish kind of monster made of ice comes out.
Yeah.
And he fights the disgusting Amazing. Pirates.
And that's about all we have to say.
Stop motion.
I swear to you, one day we will do a Cabin Boy episode.
Yeah.
Because I could go on and on and on.
You know what we should do is we should record our commentary to movies.
Hmm. Anybody, if you guys would think you might be interested in that, let us know.
I would love to
send
that.
Send us an email.
Like Mystery Science Theater 3000. You know, they just sit there. It's like, I feel my commentary is good. I'm not a director and I can't make feature commentary on my own film, but I got lots of shit to say about other movies.
Mm-hmm. All right. Maybe.
But that would be our first episode of that.
Yeah. Cabin Boy. All right. What about the original Frankenstein?
I don't know much about the original Frankenstein, but I can say I've seen Young Frankenstein several times.
Okay. No, you can't go Mel Brooks spoof. Like the original.
He's still a monster.
Although he still is, and it's amazing, but we're going to do a spoof episode, so don't go on and on about that.
Okay.
The original Frankenstein.
Right.
Black and white, like old school. I'm talking like over the top acting. It's fantastic, though. I got the super special edition DVD set from my birthday last year.
Nice.
And it also has like Bride of Frankenstein in that.
There's, was like, it from me? Like, who gave that movies. To you?
No, I got that from friends. But yeah, such a good movie. You have to watch it. It's totally classic.
I want
to
see.
Yeah.
I'm curious now.
He's a great
My
monster.
Mind is more open in the last couple years, so yeah, I would probably
more,
really enjoy it.
He's more of... You kind of feel like you're watching an animal in the zoo or something. You know what I mean? Like, he's frightened, and he's not a monster.
Didn't they give him the brain of a madman, though? Like,
he's a mishmash of parts. They were like...
But the brain is what made him
yes.
a monster. He was trying to reanimate a body, and then the brain was that of a sociopath or something.
You'll have
shit.
To watch it, because a lot of his monstrous qualities are unintentional.
Was it you that told me that the makeup... for Frankenstein is like trademarked
until the year 2020 or something like that. It's been
so the look of him, the makeup, but I mean, so many people have put bolts in their neck and
yep. But the actual, like, I guess, yeah, I don't know. It's trademarked. It's the rights are going to be up for grabs in 2020, and they still, I don't know. Cool. I don't remember all the details, but yeah,
that's cool.
Yep, really cool.
As kids of the 80s, we can't overlook Little Monsters.
Howie Mandel.
1989.
Great movie. I was scared of those monsters.
There is one part where they are gathered around a baby's crib.
Yep.
And they're trying to scare the baby. And this one guy's head, I don't know, was it like a pumpkin or something? And his head is just flapping open like like a Muppet, you know, where it's like, it's the top of the head, his head is flapping.
Yep.
And it scared the shit out of me.
Mm-hmm. It's totally terrifying. Truly. Some very dark stuff. Oh, I mean, like...
The guy in the end?
From the very beginning, like, very scary.
Mm-hmm.
Very much, like, confirmed that, yes, I should be afraid of underneath my bed.
Yeah. There's like, shit that's there to get
there
you.
There is stuff
Sole purpose
there.
Is to fuck with you.
Howie Mandel was, like, he was still very... He was still dark. And he was, like, obviously very, like, mischievous and stuff. But, like, he... was the comic relief. Like, he was the fun monster. If someone was gonna pop out of your underneath your bed, you're gonna hope it's Howie Mandel.
And not
there
the
were no
head.
Other good choices. There were no other good choices.
No.
Some of them were alright, but like, for the most part, they were scary.
They were scary.
Scary.
And like, I think every time they saw light, like, they got more deformed or something. Like, mm-hmm. then, because in the very beginning, he grows the horns.
Mm-hmm.
And he's like, oh, great, now I've got horns.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Riddle me this. Well, I know you're going to agree. How badly did you want that supply closet that the girl goes into?
Totally.
And she gets batteries and flashlights and all, and she has a Polaroid camera and shit. I wanted that supply closet.
I also wanted to be her. I thought she was pretty cool.
She was cool.
Plus,
she
got to hang out. Plus, Fred Savage had a crush on her and stuff. And I was like, I want to be her.
Yeah.
Because I liked Fred Savage more than a friend.
Yes.
In those years.
Mm-hmm.
He was older for sure than us.
And his younger brother played his younger brother.
I know.
Good times.
You thought he, you would have been like, you would have been thinking, yeah, I like the younger brother too. Where I was like,
no, mm, no, 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 too young. He was in like a onesie pajama throughout that movie. Like,
but you were
too
young though.
I was still looking at Fred Savage.
That was.
He was like, oh, you're an older boy.
You were only like 7 when you watch it. That's why I'm like, oh, I think. Anyway, okay, we both like Fred Savage. Moving on. I guess I kind of mentioned Demon Knight, Tales from the Crypt, so the Crypt Keeper.
Ooh.
I mean, there's only, you know.
He's funny, though.
He's funny. There's only a couple movies.
He's,
you know,
a crack-up.
He only pops up a couple times for the most part. He was on, you know, it was Tales from the Crypt, the TV show, which was awesome. I remember catching that when it was on.
Yes.
Loved
scary.
It. They, I used to stay up by myself and watch that.
Oh, brave.
I was young to do that.
And then
that.
Did you run up the stairs as fast as possible?
For sure. But first, I would go turn on all the lights so that my journey back up the stairs was very well lit.
I used to leave lights on in the basement so that I could get up in the full light. Mm-hmm. And I would know that the next day, Dad would give me shit for leaving lights on. And I was like, it's worth getting in trouble for. Mm-hmm. Like, I mean, kid-style trouble, not real trouble, but
yeah.
Dad's going to yell at me for leaving lights on.
Yeah.
I was like, it's worth it. I'm scared of the dark.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, the Crypt Keeper, like in Demon Knight and Bordello of Blood and stuff, they intended that to be a longer running series mm-hmm. of films, but they didn't do well enough. And I'm like, Demon Knight was the shit.
It was amazing.
It was awesome.
Bordello of Blood was good too, but Demon Knight, it takes the prize.
Billy Zane. I was really, really young liking Billy Zane more than a friend. Other people were like, Hanson! And I was like, Billy Zane.
Yeah.
As the devil.
Yeah.
Yeah, I have a crush on you.
Yeah. Oh, I liked
something
him too.
Wrong with me.
I liked him too. Mm-hmm. I was always jealous of the scene where he's like seducing the white room mm-hmm. with the flowing curtains and he's seducing her. I'm like,
Jada Pinkett.
That bitch.
Yeah, I'm like, I'd go with him.
I'd go. Please. Anyway.
But the point is the Crypt Keeper. Yeah. He was good.
Yeah, good. Funny. And on the light side too.
How about those scary mofos in The Descent and The Cave? Movies.
Very similar, yeah.
Both were, like, mutated human beings, like, sub-race of human beings. In The Cave, it was a virus that they caught that mutated them.
Okay.
And one of the people in the movie catches it and starts to change. In The Descent, it was kind of like an offshoot of evolution.
Yeah, right. They were an offshoot of cavemen, mm-hmm. and they had evolved over thousands of years in the caves.
Right.
And that's why they could not see.
Mm-hmm.
There's
in the cave, they had fucking wings. They were so scary
The cave, they were freaky. Mm-hmm. Yeah, both great movies, too. Major claustrophobia in both.
I have a post coming up about claustrophobia.
I know.
You'll see.
Can't wait. Next, recent one that I wasn't thrilled about the movie, but I did like the creatures, was Clash of the Titans.
Yeah, we agreed that the scorpions were, like, the best scene.
Yep.
And then they ended, they were fighting them, and they were like, oh, they're so big, and then, like, a double-sized one came along, and you were like, oh, shit, it's even worse. But then that weird desert tribe, I don't remember the details, but it was, like, a desert tribe comes along, and they, like, tame them, and then the rest of the movie, they're riding it.
Yeah.
It's like their fucking horse.
Yeah. It's like their pet. Yeah, and then the Kraken, your famous quote, the Kraken made me crappin' in my pants. Hilarious. From our 89-second review.
Scary.
Hot 89.9, I'm pimping. Anyway, you made me laugh so hard when you said that, though. The Kraken made me... And it was so short. It was like all their budget went into that.
Mm-hmm.
It lasted like 5 minutes, start to finish.
Less, probably.
And then it was just done. Yeah. It was over. I was like, what?
FYI, I saw some chitter chatter on the internet about a sequel. Clash of the Titans 2. Clash of the Titans, the original, like, it was 80s, wasn't it?
Amazing.
Some great stop-motion creatures in that one.
Yeah, early 80s.
Yeah.
Like, 81.
When Maggie Smith was not yet a senior citizen.
Mm-hmm.
And my entire life, I've known her to be a senior citizen.
I know. And she was pretty. Yeah. Still older, but, yeah. She was part of, like, the circle of women there.
Yeah. Gods.
Yeah. Anyway. So, yeah, not thrilled about the movie, the remake itself, but I did like the creatures. But just for a sec, it's not actually on our list, but if I can, it made me think of another movie, Land of the Lost. When
the
giant crab
is
running towards them, They're in the desert. Again, they're in the desert and thing, whatever. They're in the parallel universe kind of thing. But
yeah,
they're in the desert and the crab is running towards them. And they're like,
it's barely totally in focus.
Totally like inebriated. They had drank something.
Yeah, it was like a super potent drug. Plant,
whatever. And they're high as kites, and they're sitting there, and this gigantic crab is scurrying towards them, and I'm like, oh my god! But then it falls through, gets, like, instantly boiled.
By a geyser.
Like, something like that. Pops up, and then they're chowing down on this thing.
Cut to them with giant pieces of crab meat.
It was such a funny moment. But anyway, so that just reminded me.
They were like, want to stay here forever!
Yeah. Also loved the T-Rex in that one that was, like, super smart.
Yeah.
His brain's the size of a walnut, and then the T-Rex drops off a walnut wrapped up in leaves, like, wrapped up like a present in front of their cave opening door, whatever you want to call it.
That was funny.
And the walnut is about the size of a car.
Yeah. But you can't forget the slee stacks.
Oh, yeah.
Or were they the stee slacks?
The slee stacks, and they were like aliens. They should have gone in our alien episode. What were we thinking?
But they're not quite aliens. They were in another dimension trying to get through to the other dimension.
I feel like they were totally aliens.
Well, whatever. We can't talk about every
alien. Things just got kind of lost in that. That's why it's Land of the Lost. Like, things were just kind of... They're not born and raised there. They just get stuck there.
But they were another great example of guys in rubber suits.
Yes.
Whose mouths just go...
I mean, that was such an overlooked movie. That was... one of the funniest movies I've seen in a very long time.
Yeah, we watched it like 3 times back to back.
I've probably watched it more than that. You believe love after love. Okay, another monster here that we only discovered recently, thanks to Synob Supreme Jonathan. Again, we mentioned him last time too.
Yeah,
but he introduced us to the movie Legend, 1985.
Which I'm like ashamed that we'd never heard of it or seen it before.
You know, there's a bazillion movies in this world, and we're making our way through a lot of them.
Right.
But, okay, fair enough. Sometimes we need people to show us these movies, and that was one of them. Legend, very young Tom Cruise in...
First role.
Fantasy movie, just this generic good versus evil plot line that was just so funny. Unicorns.
Don't kill the unicorn.
Oh, my God. But there was a very special monster in this one.
Yes.
A swamp monster.
Yep.
Named Meg Mucklebones.
Oh my god, you googled her name.
I remembered her because I did her as a charismatic character on our site before.
She was terrifying and gooey and slimy, and she was like, I'm gonna eat you and shit. Oh.
And she was like completely 100% like animatronic type, but like an actor, but also like some animatronic elements.
Yeah, I remember the special features.
It was 100% like, there was no CGI at that time, you know what I mean? So, yeah.
The guy was in very the cool. suit.
And the thing is, it was voiced.
Was that your phone? What was that?
Yeah, my phone.
You're popular.
It was. I know. It was the Meg. The character of Meg was voiced by Robert Picardo, a male.
Oh, I was actor. Like, is this an actor we know? Or you? Yeah.
No. I didn't mean to build that up. I just meant to say like it's a man that voiced her.
Yeah. It's very like. Anyway, I'm gonna eat you, my pretty.
Yeah.
Right. Kind of like that.
Oh yeah.
Was that good? That sounded like I did a really good impression.
Yeah, it was
in my head.
Good. It was good. Do you have any more that you'd like to talk about before we play Stump the Synob?
Yeah, Legend reminded me actually of, that whole movie reminds me in style of Labyrinth.
Okay.
And there were several great creature things in Labyrinth. First of all, there's Udo, the guy, the big guy with horns, who's like the gentle giant. He's big and fuzzy. And I remember reading in the trivia that it took like two actors to move the suit or something. And he couldn't see out of the suit. So he had a camera. And a little monitor inside the
suit.
There
were like three people in there, kind of thing.
Maybe.
Total, yeah.
Maybe. Also, remember the little worm at the beginning? I think he's a worm. Yeah. He's so cute. Yeah. And then there's also
all
the guy.
Muppets, like all these Muppet characters.
There's also the guys that are the door knockers. And they talk.
Yeah.
There's also these big guys with like a chicken head. I wish I was looking at an image, but they got big cloaks with big chicken heads. Like they're very Jim Henson-y looking.
Okay.
There are some good creatures in that movie.
Yeah.
Also, all the gremlins. Gremlin goblins. Dance the mouse.
Oh, but
dance.
Hello. Gremlins.
Yes.
Yeah.
Oh, gremlins.
Gremlins.
Yeah. Were they aliens? Gremlins? Were they from outer space?
No. I don't believe so. Mm. This is not like Little Shop of Horrors here. Mm. It was like, although that's kind of another monster, isn't it?
Yeah.
It was kind of in our aliens episode.
Yeah, because he was a mean green mother from outer space.
Yeah. Ghostbusters, We've got a couple of monsters there. Slimer. Right.
But he's a green ghost. Guy. Are we counting ghosts?
They are ghosts, but, like, I mean, they physically manifest and wreak havoc. Like,
well, Mr. Science guy. They physically manifest.
Whatever. You know right. what I mean.
And the Stay Puft Marshmallow Man.
Yeah, and, like, they're covered in marshmallow at the end when they fucking defeat him. So, like...
He was cool.
I feel like ghosts, to me, are...
But was he a ghost?
The boogeyman.
Was the marshmallow the man ring, a ghost?
Or, you know... Yeah, they're all ghosts that they're battling. But I just... To me, they come in... They're, like... They are monsters, in a sense.
Yeah.
The funny part is, you're the one who put them on this list.
No, I'm saying...
That's the funny part. Now I'm mentioning them, you're arguing with me. Slimer, like, I want to deliver a knuckle sandwich to your face right now.
My debate is Marshmallow Man, I didn't really think of him as a ghost. I pictured him like a monster, like a Godzilla coming down the street, you know?
He was a ghost, but so was Slimer. But they were, like, to me, they were very physical.
The ghost of who? Whose ghost is the Marshmallow Man? Like... I don't understand.
Don't try to make sense of it.
Am I dumb that I don't understand Ghostbusters?
We need to rewatch Ghostbusters before the third one comes out, too, by the way.
Is that really happening? For sure?
It's happening.
I can't remember where it
it's
left
happening.
Off.
Bill Murray. Yes. No, it's happening. Mm. Sigourney Weaver and Bill Murray are both listed on IMDb.
Okay.
And,
the others aren't up to much.
They're not up to much. They're all in.
There'll be some youngins, though. They'll be, like, training new Ghostbusters.
It's gonna be so good. Do you know how good it's gonna be? Yeah. Oh, I can't wait.
How about Zool? Zool was the big baddie. Did you remember? Mm. I think he turned out to look kind of like a dog with, like, glowing eyes and horns and shit. Don't you remember?
Wow. I still don't remember that at all.
Yeah. It was a woman first. Was it Sigourney Weaver? I haven't seen this movie in several years. But I'm pretty sure that, like, it... possesses Sigourney Weaver's character and she's all evil and then
turns into
it's a different woman, I'm not sure, but it's like a dog.
Yeah.
It's like, I'm pretty sure it's stop motion too, like if you were to watch it now, you'd see.
I need to rewatch those. Anything else before we close up?
I think I'm good.
Okay.
Those are some good ones.
That's a good list. We got through a lot of movies. Okay, so turn your head to the right, and it's time for Stump the Sinal.
It's to the left. The protocol states I turn my head to the left.
Turn your head to the left.
I'm not looking.
Okay, so we'll start. This is the part of our podcast where we try to stump each other. It's called Stump the Sinal. That's what I just said that.
Did you? Sorry.
I think I did. I don't know. Either way, it's called Stump the Synob, and we get a kick out of trying to stump one another, but we're really secretly rooting for each other.
Of course we are. I want to make you shine.
It's all in good fun. So, obviously, we're sticking with the theme today of magnificent monsters.
I have
monsters.
No knowledge of the questions.
Of course not. What fun would that be, you know? Can't believe we have to explain this.
Yeah. God.
God.
Go watch Quiz Show with Belle Fiennes.
Great movie. John Turturro.
Yes.
Oh, lordy. Okay, so question number one. This is about Monsters, Inc.
Mm-hmm.
Our beloved animated monster flick. What is Sully's full name?
Oh, my God.
You know it.
Oh, my God. Well, I can't. I know it's Mike Wazowski.
Mike Wazowski, but what is Sully's full name?
I want to say P. Sherman 42 Wallaby Way, but that's Finding Nemo.
You're on the right track, in a sense. You've got part of it.
P. Sully. P. Sully. P. Sullivan. Something T. P. Sullivan.
Yep.
oh, God. This is James funny. P. Sullivan!
Oh, you got it! Oh my God, that was really funny. That
came
was really
slowly,
fun.
But it came.
It came slowly, but yeah, I'm repeating what you're saying. Anyway, okay.
Next.
Godzilla. True or false, Godzilla can fly?
I'll say true.
It is true.
Because I'll say in the old ones, they probably went for every shtick they could get their hands on.
Yeah.
He didn't fly in 1998, but I bet he could fly back then.
He could fly in 1933. Whenever it was.
What's Godzilla's original Japanese name? I'm turning the tables on you, my
friend. Oh.
It's Gojira.
Gojira. Yeah, I was going to say it's
with an R. It's with an R. Yeah. So when everyone's imitating the people screaming in that movie, that was his
yeah.
name.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay, and here we go on to King Kong.
False.
What is the scientific name for the species of ape that King Kong belongs to? Multiple choice.
Oh, can I guess one first?
Yeah.
I thought you were going to make me guess. No. Sapien Maximus.
No, but you have the right idea. So right. A, Mega Gorilla Gorilla. B, Megatroglodytes Gorilla. Mega Primatus Kong. Mega Gorilla Beringai.
Oh, I'll say Beringai because it's fun to say.
No, Mega Primatus Kong. And I think I mispronounced all of them. But anyways. So
get your Latin in order.
I know. Is that even Latin or is this completely made up shit?
I don't know.
Probably made up shit.
I like mine better. Sapien Maximus.
Sapien Maximus. Sapien. No.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah.
No. He's Mega Primatus.
No. He'd be a homo. Yeah, he's not a sapien.
He's a primate.
He's a homo erectus maximus. A homo. Whatever.
Anyways. Okay. The Descent. Okay. Questions about the Descent. What extreme sport are Sarah, Juno, and Beth engaged in at the beginning of the movie?
Are they whitewater rafting?
They were.
Hell yeah, they were.
In Hellboy,
are you kissing? You can't just make kissy noises on a microphone and not acknowledge it.
It's my little poo-poo. My little chihuahua. Papito.
It's like his name's Papi. If you just make kissy noises and don't acknowledge it, people are going to be like, are they kissing each other?
Oh, no. We're not that sick. I mean, we spend a lot of time together, but...
We're just friends.
We're just friends. In Hellboy, what year did the movie begin in?
19... The first movie?
Yeah.
1944.
You're close.
See, I was thinking it... Because I know it starts with World War II shit and Nazis and paranormal crap, but I thought it was more towards the end of the war, not the beginning.
Okay. This one's so easy. This is my last question, but I thought I'd do it anyway just because it is fun for anyone who's listening who maybe hasn't seen Hellboy. Or
I've seen Hellboy a lot.
I know. What is the Bureau of Paranormal Research and Defense disguised as?
Waste management?
A waste management facility.
Because they ride around in a garbage truck.
Yeah.
And their main doors, he goes up to their main doors and it's like this craptacular intercom and he pushes the button and it's all crackly and he's like, who is it? And then he's like, you know, I have a, this is my name or whatever. And the panel flips down and it's like all this high tech gear and it like scans his retina and it's like all crazy shit hidden behind crap shit.
Awesome. Well,
did I do what? How many points
did I earn? I don't even know. Well, you got all of them right, didn't you?
Maybe.
Either way, God, we're boring today.
Yeah.
Let's wrap this up. Sorry, Jen. And that's it.
Yeah.
That is a magnificent.
Cool creatures and. Marvelous yeah. Monsters?
Magnificent Monsters. Magnificent. This is today's episode.
No, we just did Magnificent Musicals. This has to be like Marvelous Monsters.
Okay, sure. Whatever.
Yeah.
Marvelous Monsters, and we've got an upcoming episode that'll be all about our favorite spoofs. So watch out for that one.
Yeah, check us out at cinemaobsessed.com. If you have any thoughts on anything we've said today, send us an email at info@cinemaobsessed.com.
Thanks for joining us. See you next time.